that we may understand the radiance power of the light, the fellowship with Almighty Yahweh, that we may see Him in His glory, and that His presence may be glorified in the midst of the house. And I believe that in this hour that we that are called and elected according to His grace, that we must stand as soldiers of faith, for there is an opposition that is opposing the things that are pure and righteous. It's only by faith that we're going to retain this. It's not going to be done by feelings or emotions. It's going to be done by faith. And that is how the enemy has destroyed the power and the essence of faith in the lives of many. Because it's hinged upon some feeling. Faith doesn't bring feeling. It brings assurance. It causes one's heart to trust with confidence and the knowledge of truth. And when that truth is revealed, then they hide it in the inward parts of their souls. Whereby they will not allow the enemy to encroach upon that, to rob and to steal them of that. As I said in the dining hall this morning, that is one thing that the enemy, in this hour, that it is the emotions and the feelings of the people that is going to corrupt them even in a greater sense than they have ever been corrupt in this hour. For you're always going to unleash upon this earth the hell and the vengeance that the people have sown. They have actually sown it, and they are going to reap it because of their corrupt matter, their wicked ways. They deny the power of the living Elohim, and He will not have it so. It is not my words or your words. It is not the words of a prophet. It is the word that has been prophetically spoken in Scripture. Has nothing to do or does not, its contingency is not upon any man. For the man has already established this truth on Calvary. And so there's nothing you can do or I to add to it. We simply believe it. We simply receive it by faith. And we believe it. And once a man began to do that, he began to see the life of the fruit in his life, because fruit will produce life. And once he began to produce fruit, he began to see the power of this life in his soul. And this life in his soul is the anointing of Almighty Yahweh, the testimony of Messiah, and that it is real in a man's soul. He considered what he did and what he endured. And he doesn't get weary because he understands what he has done. For the purpose of the testimony of the Father will be real in the earth today. And it must be real, saints. It has to be. And if it's not real, then there is no light that illuminates from the hearts of the saints. And that light is a bona fide fellowship with the Father and with the Son. There must be a fellowship. When a man begins to walk in that fellowship, he sees the glorious presence of Almighty Yahweh in the presence of Messiah. And when he sees Messiah, he sees the Father, because they are one. I want to read from Scripture, from the book of John, the things I want to express tonight. I believe it's the Father's will. And 1 John chapter 1, may His glory rest upon His truth. It's not man's truth, but it is His truth. The Scripture says in 1 John chapter 1, I want to begin reading at verse 5 here. John began to speak concerning the condition of fellowship, and how that we ought to walk in the glorious power of the light of Almighty Yahweh. Now I want you to hear this, saints. This is what Scripture says. This, as he began to speak, then, is the message which we have heard of him, and declared unto you. This is what he said. Though I know what he says in the King James rendition, but he says that Yahweh is light. He is light. Now that's what the Scripture says, that Almighty Yahweh is light. Now how is it in this hour that men will use the expression of God and say they know God, yet there is no persona of the power of light in man today? His mind is filled with darkness and dark deeds and dark things. You cannot walk in darkness and have fellowship with him. There cannot be an insidious power dwelling down in your soul. You walk in light because Yahweh is light. He is the brightness of his glory, And what he says and what he speaks, it illuminates his glory, his power, and it certainly does not vilify him. Now that is what John said. It is not Old Testament scripture, but I will show you in the Old Testament, and even in the New, what scripture says. It is one thing that the enemy has done. He has ordained, the scripture tells us, be not deceived, because Satan is transformed into an angel of light. Don't be all moved to that, because his ministers, they began to personify this righteous look. And you will perceive them to be men of authority. Yet there is no power through down in their souls. There's one thing about the word of Yahweh. It is a fire. It is an auger. It burns down in the soul of a man. It casts out the dross and everything that is offensive unto the Father. And a man that is ordained of Yahweh, he will speak against those things that offends Almighty Yahweh. And they must be brought to the light. They must be brought before the judgment of the Father. They must be brought before His truth. They must. And John says that Yahweh is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. In the Father is no darkness at all. There was no deceit. There was no guile or no sinful activities. Now, if we are in Him, if we are dead and in Him, then why is there a manifestation in this hour of such darkness in the minds of the people today? When a man is walking in darkness, in that spirit of drunkenness, he does not know the fellowship of the Father and the Son. And Satan is very careful how he crafts that in a man's soul, and he does it by religious practices. The only way we're going to know the power of Almighty Yahweh, and that is the essence, the truth of Him, is by Scripture, and Scripture is revealed unto us as it is preached unto us. Faith arises in our souls to believe it. We have no physical perception of Him, but we look beyond the natural because we see in a spiritual realm, because our eyes are single, and there's no duplicity of vision in our eyes. We must have the singleness of focus. And so in Almighty Yahweh is no darkness at all. There cannot be a manifestation and a driven force of darkness manifested, and we say that we are in Him. There cannot be a desire to walk in the dark things of the earth and in this hour and say that light dwells in us. There cannot be a power of sin to dominate in our lives and rule and occupy our souls. And we say that we are walking in light. It is not the truth. We are not walking in Him, because in Him He is light. And everything that He shines upon, He exposes everything. It is the beauty of light that it is so pure that nothing can hide from light. And Yahweh is light. Almighty Yahweh is the light. He spoke in the heavens, and the fragments began to come into heavens, and the stars began to shine with a great light and a great glory. Why? Because that is Almighty Yahweh. He is light. We cannot be consumed by darkness and say that we know Him or walking in light. We cannot walk in darkness, and there is a burning desire to walk in darkness and say that we know the power of this light. It cannot be. If you are walking in darkness, you have no fellowship with Him. There is no oneness at all with Him. And the heart of man will deceive a man. And his religious consciousness and his state of his religious activities, that he literally believes that he is walking in the light, and darkness consumes him. Darkness overtakes him, and he doesn't realize the very glory of the Father. For when he speaks, it reveals. It is a light. When he speaks to our hearts, it opens the lights. It opens up the candlelight unto our hearts. And it reveals the hidden things within the heart of man that brings about death, destruction, that gives hell strength, wickedness power to ferment in a man's soul. whereby when he hears of this glorious truth, his heart is hardened. His mind rejects it, and he objects to what Yahweh says in this hour. So Almighty Yahweh is light. He is light. Now, I want to show you what Scripture says. He said, if we say that we have fellowship with him, and we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth. If a man says that he has fellowship with the Father, his appetite and a propensity for darkness, that man is a liar. When his mind is taken by the insidious workings of darkness, and we can see this today, we can see the self-righteousness that permeates the land. We can see the religious aura that fills the hearts of many. They are self-righteous in their own ways. And it's not the way of Yahweh. It's not his righteous way. He has ordained one way. Not two ways, or three or five ways. He has not ordained a way for the black people, and one for the Caucasians, and one for the Jews. There's only one way to the cross, and that is through Messiah, and every man must come that way. There's no form of worship for those of that ethnicity and that one. It is one form, and that is by the power of his Spirit that we worship the Father. That's why Messiah said he would not leave us comfortless. He was a light while he walked in the world. Why? Because he came in the power and the authority of Yahweh and in his name. There is no name given. Not one person. But the scripture says there is no name given under heaven. No name. Whereby we must be saved. There's only one name. And salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. No darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and if we walk in darkness, we lie. Because he is light. Yahweh is light. And there's no darkness in him. Our hearts cannot be given over to darkness. And we practice those dark things in the midst of our secret closets. We do those things that are filled with darkness in the midst of our little private place. And we practice those things within our hearts. And you know that they format or they bring about a dark attitude towards Almighty Yahweh. It cannot be, my friends. We cannot continue to walk in the ways that we have walked in and expect the glorious power of his light to shine down in our souls. When that light shines down in a man's soul that is bound in the darkness of prison, there is a liberation to that man. And when the glorious fellowship of the Father and the Son, when we realize that there is no chains of darkness that can hold us bondage to that thing. But when we reject this fellowship, we reject the light of Yahweh, that he exposed those things in us, then we reject the fellowship of the Father and the Son. For Messiah walked on the earth, and there was no sin, no guile found in him. He did not sin. He did not sin. We cannot have fellowship with the world and love the desires of the world and say that we have fellowship with the Father and the Son. It cannot and it will not work that way, my friend. If we are a friend of the world, we are an enemy of Yahweh. And we love the pleasures of the world, we are enemies of the Father. Now that's scripture. If there is a driven desire for those things of the world, then we are his enemies. And in this hour, the only way that there's going to be the lights of his power and his glory is going to come by the spoken word of faith. And the word must be spoken that men must receive it because it was that way from the beginning. He spoke and light came forth. He put the sun and the moon, the sun, the greater power, to rule in the night. And the S-U-N of righteousness, the Son of righteousness, he rules in the kingdom of light. He rules in the kingdom of light. And he set the moon to be the ruler or the ruler at night. And so when this glorious power of his words fills a man's heart, then there is a light or an illumination or a presence of Almighty Yahweh. For he is a spirit. And Messiah knew that he couldn't leave the people comfortless. We had to have the assistance of the Father to make it through this battle. No flesh can stand against the opposition of darkness. No flesh at all. You have no power against Satan. None whatsoever. But he knows by the power of the Spirit, or the dwelling of the Spirit in us, and it is truth. Now we have power over every opposition of darkness. There is no weapon, no power of darkness that form against the saints of Yahweh that can overtake them. None whatsoever. You began to allow darkness to enter in, doubt, unbelief. You began to question him. Then you open up your heart to every kind of vile thing there is. And that's why you find the battle so complicated sometimes. You find yourself you can't get out of it. You find yourself in such conditions and circumstances that it's so difficult to get out of it. You can cry and you can pray, and the sense of that thing is still dominating in your life. We need to receive this light and the glorious visibility of Almighty Yahweh. For he did it in the beginning. I will show you in Scripture. The word says in the verse 7, but if we walk in the light, in him, as he is the light, if we walk in the light, as he is the light. And John said, we know that Yahweh is light. And if we walk in him, but if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. And look at what he says, and the blood of Messiah, his son now, cleanseth us from all sins. It did not say cleanseth us from some sins, but it cleanseth us from all sins. Now there is a sin-ridden conscience today in the minds of men. And that is the truth. Why? Because there is no walking in the light. When a man truly walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And so man is walking in his own tradition, his own ways. He's not walking in the light. You must understand that when Paul the apostles began to go forth in the earth in that hour, what a profound message that they began to preach unto the house. The people knew that only Yahweh could save. And yet they saw the power of this great king to come down in the earth and to give deliverance unto man. And to die on a cross, that is what he did. He died and he suffered the death of shame. Yet the third day he was resurrected to give us a testimony of faith and a testimony of assurance. Because we know that the Father is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And when a man begins to walk in him, when he walks in him, that man will not follow the pernicious ways of his flesh. He will not sin willfully. There will not be a desire and a driven desire to sin. And everything we find today, it caters to the flesh. Man is driven by his flesh to sin and to walk in a way that is not pleasing unto the Father. And the first thing he does, he hides that sin or his deeds at the depth of his darkened heart. He doesn't want the light to shine down on his sin. And when Yahweh began to expose everything in him, he began to resist. He began to rebel. He begins to resist what the Father says. Why? Because that man is not in him. And there is no fellowship with the Father, nor has the blood of Messiah cleansed him from that sin. When Yahweh reveals the light, when a man begins to walk in that light, his heart is opened up unto the fellowship of the Father. And once his heart is open unto that, he receives the power of that testimony of Messiah. That blood is able to cleanse you, and it cleanseth you from all of your sins. That you don't have to sin, and there should not be a willingness to sin, and to walk in a way that is contrary to the word of faith, to his truth. Then Messiah said no, and he was the Son of Man. He was a made man. He was made in the image. He was the image of Almighty Yahweh. He was birthed in the belly of Mary, a virgin, and he came forth like the seed of a man. Yahweh has never been birthed because he has no beginning and no end. But the seed of faith, or that testimony, it had a beginning, and it has a beginning in you. When you first believed it had a beginning, that seed was in your heart. It had a beginning, it had a birth, and it began to bring forth life. That's what it began to bring forth. And the light is the light of His truth. We must walk in the light of His truth. And what the enemy is doing, he's putting a dark veil over the minds of many. And the veil is their own flesh. It is not someone else. It is your own flesh. It is not what others are doing. It is the veil of your own flesh. The veil of your self-righteousness. The veil of your emotions and your feelings. The veil of your ignorance and our stupidity. The veil of our simpleness. That is the veil that blinds the very power of the light of the glorious King. Scripture shows us that. When men began to walk in their rebelliousness and ignorance, they can't see the light of the glorious Father. When you began to walk in the midst of your anger and your heart is filled with anger, and your mind, it can't even function. Your thoughts are not correct. You don't respond right. Your mind becomes dark and your vision becomes very tunnel. You can't see very far. And I'm talking about the natural. I'm talking about that. And if that is transpiring in the natural, can you imagine what things are taking place in the spiritual realm? If even your natural man, your natural flesh is constrained by that, can you imagine the things that are transpiring within the spiritual realm? And Almighty Yahweh is light. And that is what He is. He is the visibility of His glory. And when you see the light, you see the power of His glory. And man, today we don't see that at all. You can look in the mirror. You don't have to look to your right or to your left. You simply look at the mirror. You look between your own eyes. And you will not see the power and the essence of that light and that glory. And so what He must do, He must shine bright in the souls of men today. He must reveal those things that are causing the darkness to feel your countenance and to feel your expression. When there is light, the light will come forth in the expression of man. David said, bless Yahweh, come, let us walk in the light of Yahweh's countenance. When a man walk in the light of that countenance and the express face of Yahweh, he will know that he is in the light. And so you sense a darkness today. You sense that darkness of their minds, their spirit. Their thoughts are filled with darkness. Their minds are not filled with things of light. There's nothing of light that has been produced from them. Their thoughts have been overtaken by these dark powers of darkness. And they are real. I say to you, saints, the battle today. It has never been like this upon the face of the earth. That's why they that endureth unto the end, the same endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, is what He said. But say, you that endureth, endureth that you persevere through great trials and affliction, through persecution and patience in that. You that endureth, or there's a pressing beyond the afflictions of your flesh, only they are going to be saved. And so men today, they're not enduring. And there is no light shining. Why? Because they despise the fellowship of the Father and the Son. That testimony of the Son says that your sins are cleansed. But you must walk in the light. And this is the glorious light of Yahweh that He sent His Son into the earth. And while He was in the earth, He was a light of the earth. Now He tells us that we are the light of the world. That's what Messiah tells us. Why? Because the Father dwells in the hearts of His people. Now we are the light of the world. We're sitting there, sitting upon a hill. Why? Because Yahweh is light. And in the Father, there's no darkness at all. How can we say we love Him? We're walking in Him, and our hearts are filled with darkness, lies and cheating, corrupt things, speaking evil, doing things wrong, hating your brothers. But you know, if a brother hates his brother, he walks in darkness. But if a man assassinate his brother, he kill his brother, he's walking in darkness. You're not walking in the light. Sister hate her sister, she's walking in darkness. She's not walking in light. There ain't no light in her. Why? Because that is not the spirit of Yahweh. So if you are hating your brothers, you hate one another, then you're walking in darkness while you still yet live, all right? He says in verse 8 of that chapter, if we say that we have no sin, We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. He said, we said we have no sin, then we are liars. We deceive ourselves. Then we deny the testimony of Messiah. We deny that light that the Father has shone forth into the earth. That is what he was, the light of the Father, to shine in the hearts of men. When a man truly gets that testimony in his heart, there's a brilliancy of the light of the Father. There's a oneness with the Father. He rejoices in the knowledge of Yahweh's truth. He doesn't despise it. He doesn't fight against it, even in his ignorance. Even like the Bereans, they receive the word of Yahweh with open heart and readiness of mind. And they search the scriptures to find those things. What to the satisfying of their souls? To the delight of their souls. They didn't reject Yahweh's truth. Even though the things sound as though that the principles sound different than what things they had learned according to the law, it was simply the fulfillment of the law. And that's what he's doing in our souls today. We that are truly born again, he's fulfilling his law. He is making sure that his law come to fruition, that it bring forth fruit. Every word of Yahweh is pure. So his law is pure. His commandments are pure. His statutes, his judgment, they're all pure. Every word is pure. Every word is pure. Every word is pure. Every word, even the sacrifice is pure. It was just simply fulfilled in Messiah. In Messiah. So we don't have to take a goat or a heifer before him. We just simply present our bodies unto him as living sacrifices. Holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. He hasn't changed. Not one bit at all. Not at all. So we say that we have fellowship with him. And we continue in sin. Then we're not walking in truth, saints. You cannot walk in darkness and say you have fellowship with him. And so this world today, they say, oh, we know God. We love God. We love him. They don't even know a God. They know the God of their bellies, their own lusts and their own corrupt ways. That's all they know. They don't know the deliverer. They don't know him. Because there's only one. And they all got gods that they talk about. Every last one of them. They all got gods that they talk about. And they all say they read the King James too. They don't know the scriptures. That's why he tells us to search them. In them we think we have eternal life. We are the ones that testify of him. Turn quickly to Exodus chapter 10. Now there must be a witness. If Yahweh is light, it has to be in scripture. John could not utter that without a profound revelation in his soul. It had to come from the Father. It had to. I want to read something the scripture says in Exodus chapter 10. Read at verse 21. The scripture began as we understand the Exodus of the Hebrews from Egypt. As we began to see the plagues and the curses come upon Pharaoh. Now, I want you to understand this in Exodus chapter 10, verse 21. And Yahweh said unto Moses, he said, you stretch out thy hand toward the heavens, and there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. Now, what a darkness. What a darkness. We're in that hour today whereby the darkness can be felt. The hearts of men today, you can sense that. You know it. You don't have to question that. He said, I want you to stretch out your hand over Egypt. And Egypt today is still walking in that darkness that can be felt. You go out there in the world, you can feel that darkness. You go in the midst of that fellowship, you can feel the darkness. You walk among Egypt, you can feel and sense the darkness of their hearts. Why? Because the word of Yahweh has gone forth. He has spoken it, and in Egypt today, it is still darkness. And darkness still prevails there in Egypt. If you go out in the midst of Egypt, you can't feel the darkness. You walk in the stores, you can sense the darkness. And music. The corrupt music, that vile spirit that they send out. Sure they do. It's corrupt, it's vile. You walk into their assemblies, you can sense the darkness there. You can actually and literally feel it. You can sense those things opposing you. And you can sense them searching, I do, searching for an entrance and trying to find a place whereby they can abode. I'm telling you, my friends, you get to the point you don't sense and feel that something is wrong in your soul, and you need to get it on your face before Almighty Yahweh and cry and travail. I don't care if it's your papa, your mama, your grandpapa. I don't care who it is. And so he is stretching out his hands today. He's speaking his word. Sure he is. He said, you stretch out your hands, Moses, over Egypt, unto the heavens, that there may be darkness in the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Listen to this in verse 23. They saw not one another. And the heart of man today is so dark they don't see. They can't perceive. There's no perception of mother, father, brother, sister. If they were blind, they could not see. What a darkness. That's the way the earth was 3 days and 3 nights when Messiah was in the belly of the earth. There was darkness that fell upon the earth. Why? Because the light was gone out of the earth. He was the light of the world. And what he has done, he said, I will pray to the Father, and he will send you another comforter. He will send the witness of this testimony that I am true and I have come from him. And the earth was full of darkness. The earth became dark at that hour when he went down, when he gave up the Spirit, when he gave up the ghost, his Spirit, and his Spirit returned unto the Father. Sure it was. And that is what's taking place today. Same thing. No difference at all. He said they could not see one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But, I like that conjunction. But, not some, but what? All. The children of Israel had what? Had light in their dwellings. They had the Father in the midst of their dwellings. They all had light. You believe me that the Egyptians had lanterns, but the darkness was so dark that their lanterns could not overshadow that darkness. That's the same thing with the five foolish. When the darkness began to set in this earth, the five foolish, they have no light in their vessels. They have no oil in their vessels. And the darkness overtakes them. You're going to need all. You're going to have to need all of faith and joy. The oil of gladness. You're going to have to rejoice in him. You don't have that oil of gladness, that oil of rejoicing. You're not going to make it through this very perplexing hour that we're in. For darkness is in the earth for 3 days. 3 days. We haven't even, the earth has, since Messiah's death, since he resurrected from the grave, we entered into that last day period of time. And we're in the last day, my friend. We're in the last second of this last day. I know that our flesh and what this corrupt world is doing, what Satan does, he constantly tried to spur you away from that and show you all kinds of things that you may have joy in. Not in the coming of Messiah, not in your always established kingdom, but on the trinkets of this life, having a biscuit to eat, or having a new frock, or having a new pair of shoes, little old natural kind of things that are so temporary, they have no everlasting effect on a man's life. And so he is just pouring this in the world. He is advertising. He's giving you everything that your lustful heart could desire. He changed fashions every day. Every kind of style of shoes, he's changing it. Why? Because this is an ever-changing wicked heart. It is not satisfied with bread and raiment. It is not satisfied with what Almighty Yahweh is doing. So he constantly changes. And the heart is still not satisfied. Still can't be full. Darkness has overtaken it. It overshadowed it. And yet in the house of the Israelites, they had light in their dwellings. They had Yahweh. They what? They what were they? But when they began to cry because of the reason of their bondage, the scripture said Yahweh heard them for the reason of their bondage. And he remembered Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when he had spoken. It was not because of them, no more was it because of you. You can't pray nobody save. You can't pray them through. He just remembered his word. And from the foundations of the earth, he called you and he established you. And your mother cannot give you nothing but that name. It wasn't about their great deeds or their devotion unto him. It was not a repentance in their hearts. He just remembered his words. When he said unto Abraham, Isaac, and when he said unto Jacob, and Joseph said, when you leave this land, you take my bones. Don't even leave my bones in this land. And when they left, they took his bones out of the land. He knew what the promise was unto the Father. And I know the promise of my Father. What? He will never leave me nor forsake me, but he'll go with me all the way unto the end. Unto the end of this earth. When this earth is finished. Sure he is. In the midst of that place was darkness. In Egypt, and only those that are Israelites tonight, light is in their dwellings. Only those. It's not in the dwellings of black men or white men, Indian men. It's only in the dwellings of those that are in Messiah, that are in Him. That's the only light today in the dwelling, in the dwellings of these tabernacles today. For the scripture tells us we are the temple of Yahweh. And in the kingdom there will be no need of light. Why? Because Yahweh is the light of the very glory of the kingdom. And we are the kingdom of Yahweh. And He is the light of the kingdom. We don't need no other kind of religious feeling. We just need Him. We need to know His truth, the power of His truth, the knowledge of His truth. We've been ignorant. We all have been ignorant. We can say what we will or may, but we've been ignorant. We've gone on feelings and emotions. We have not gone on scripture, what scripture says. And Yahweh gave scriptures for us to know Him. And He wanted man to know Him. The scripture says that in all the houses of the Egyptians, there was no light. None whatsoever. But in the house and the dwellings, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Then it says in verse 24, and Pharaoh called Moses, and he said, go and serve Yahweh. Only let your flock and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thus must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto Yahweh. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For therefore must we take to serve Yahweh. And we know not with what we must serve Yahweh until we come thither. But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he will not let them go. Why? Because he wasn't finished with old Pharaoh. He was going to get glory upon his name with Pharaoh. And he was going to do it today. All you Pharisees and all you Pharisees that got your old religious interpretation of scripture. And the scriptures of no private interpretation. It is revealed by the Father. And when the light of the Father is in a man, he will reveal his truth unto him. And when that truth is revealed through Messiah, that man will know it and he will be made free. He'll walk in the light of that truth. He won't walk away that is contrary. So Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh. He hardened their heart. His heart. He's doing the same today. He's still in the heart hardening business. He has not changed. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So he was the one that hardened old Pharaoh's heart. Because he did not intend for him to let the children of Israel go. Look at verse 13, chapter 13. Chapter 13. Verse 20. I want to begin reading. In Exodus chapter 13. Hallelujah. The redemption power of Almighty Yahweh. Listen to this. Let me go back some. In verse 17. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Yahweh led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For Yahweh said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. Now that's what men are doing today. When they see a little battle, they repent. Their hearts are changed and they go back to Egypt. I've watched that here. As men have repented and changed and they've gone back to Egypt. They're dark. Their minds are dark. There's no repentance unto Yahweh. And there's a reason why too. I hope to express that on the Shabbat unto the house of Yahweh. But Yahweh led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harness out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straightly sworn, the children of Israel, saying, Yahweh will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. A word of prophecy unto the house. He knew what Yahweh was going to do. And they took their journey from Succoth, and they encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And Yahweh, look at what the scripture says. I know what it says in that rendition. But it says that Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud. He went before them. That's what scripture says. To lead them the way. Not their way now. But to lead them the way. All the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. They're right. But Yahweh, he pondereth the spirit of a man. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of destruction. But it said that Yahweh led them in the way. And by night it said, in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. So even in the midst of the darkness, he led them by light. In the midst of this dark hour, we're going to have the light of his truth to go in the way. And there's a kingdom way. There's a way of holiness unto Yahweh. And that's why men are not walking in the way today. They're walking in ways that are estranged from the Father. Why? Because they have no light of his power in them. When a man doesn't possess that light, there is no fellowship at all with the Father. And his mind is darkened. He'll say anything. He'll do anything. He'll respond anyway. He has no regard. There's no honor. There's no thought given unto the things that Yahweh has ordained. It doesn't trouble him. Not one bit at all. So he led them in the way of holiness, the way of righteousness, in the pathway of life. That's where he leads us, in the pathway of life. And he led them in that way. And this is a straight and a narrow way. He's not giving you a broad way. It's a straight way. And so man rises up in the strength of their flesh. And the flesh has no strength. No power at all. But they rise up in that. And they have disdain or hatred for the light. For Yahweh shines his brilliant word of truth to their hearts. Revealed through Messiah. They began to rail. And they began to repent. And they began to despise him. And they began to love the things of the world. And that is what's happening today. My friends, whether we want to receive that or not, it is taking place. There are only going to be a few that's going to understand the power of this light. Few there be that go in the way now. It's not going to be a lot that go in the way. That's why you must save yourself or keep yourself from this world. You must keep yourself from their mentality and their mind, their thoughts. You must keep yourself from it. That is what he is saying. You can't save yourself. He will save you. Only Yahweh can save. But he is saying, save yourself, keep yourself. Keep yourself from this wicked world. Keep yourself from Egypt. Don't go the way of Egypt. Don't want the flesh parts of Egypt and the garlic and the pleasurable sins and sensual things of Egypt. You have to want to walk in the glorious light of the Father. And walk in his presence that you may have fellowship with him and the Son. Now that is what the Father has for his children.
So he went before them as a bright burning light, whereby their steps were sure. And that is what he's doing today, saints. He shined this glorious light. He has shone it from the heavens above. In the image of him, the Son. He was the very express image of Almighty Yahweh. For he was light. And Yahweh is light. And he was light. Why? Because he was in the very express image of the Father. No difference at all. Same one. For he came to bring the testimony of this great king, his father, to make known his name, whom he is. Joseph said, I know that Yahweh is going to do a great thing for the house. He's going to give them a kingdom. And we have a kingdom that we're going to enter into. I said, he's doing all he can to keep us from the knowledge of that kingdom. He doesn't want us to understand that we can have hope in that eternal kingdom. If you actually think, saint, you're honest with yourself. You can see what your mind meditate on during the course of the day. And see how much of it is about the things that are eternal and spiritual. You see where your mind goes to and gravitates. You can see where your conversation, what you're consumed with. And you can see how very little of that is given over unto Almighty Yahweh. Very little of your time is rendered unto Him. Very little of your energy is rendered unto Him. We are guilty of that. We can say we are not, but we are guilty of that. Yes, just acknowledge our iniquities, our sins, our wrong. Only then can He help you. You don't acknowledge that He will never help you. Because you're full of pride and you're haughty. You're sinful and you're wicked. When a man acknowledges His ways, when he acknowledges his corrupt ways and the ways that prevents him from walking in the presence of Yahweh, only then will he begin to bless and give that man strength. Only then. You become very arrogant, he will not give you strength at all. The scripture says, look at the chapter 14, verse 17. Verse 17 says, and I behold, and I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh. And upon all his hosts, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh. That's what he said. Not I am lords, but I am Yahweh. When I've got me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of Yahweh, which went before the camp of Israel, removed, and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went before their face, and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of the Israelites. And it was cloud and darkness to them. But look at that. With the Egyptians it was cloud and darkness. And yet, but it gave light by night to these. Only those that he had brought out. He did not bring the Egyptians out. He simply brought you out of Egypt. He didn't bring out everybody out of Egypt. He simply brought you out of Egypt. And things look so cloudy today. Despair everywhere. And yet we not in the light. We can't see the light of the glorious hope that we have in our hearts. Let the economy fall. There's a light for us. Let the dollar fall. There's a light of hope for us. Let everything crumble. That's a light of hope for us. Why? Because in the midst of that, He will get honor upon Himself. We will exalt Him and bless Him and thank Him for the great magnificent power that He expressed in the midst of the earth. Yet unto them it was darkness. Cloud now. And a great pillar of fire. You will sense that every man could see that. And yet to them it was darkness. It was dark, but to these, by night to these, but it gave light by night to these, and yet that same light was darkness unto them. It was darkness unto them. They had no light. Scripture tells us why we have darkness in us. I'll read it. I want to show you in Scripture. So that the one came not near the other all the night. They were right there on the house of Israel, and yet they could not come near to them. And nor could Israel come near to them. Nor could they come near to them. They had light, yet they did not come near to them or close to them. Nor could the Egyptians come near to them. And that's the way it is at the spiritual realm. A man that is walking in the light, he will not go near. He will not lay his hands upon the sins of another man. That's why the scripture tells us to lay hands suddenly upon no man. And be ye not partakers of another man's sins. For if you are partakers of another man's sin, you are guilty of his sin. And if Israel had a touch that, they would have been a partaker of that sin. You don't strengthen the heart of the wicked that turn their heart or go against the very divine truth of Yahweh. And this house had gone against the law of Yahweh. Sure they had. That's why Yahweh had to harden the heart of Pharaoh. Even in the midst of that darkness, even in his house. He said, you can take the children, but you can't take the possessions. And they said, we need that to go serve Yahweh. We cannot sacrifice unto him without our cattle and sheep. We can't do that. And yet this house full of darkness. He could not move. He could not move out of his place. What about his bound by that spirit? He can't move out of his place. He can't come up out of it. He's bound there. And for 3 days they couldn't move. They sat there. There was no assurance. The darkness is in the earth today. The places I don't even feel comfortable going. Don't want to go in there. The times I say to my wife, we go to Walmart. No, you get what we need and let's get out of here. I have no time for this. And that's the truth. Darkness. They can move. And that is what darkness is doing today. Their minds are still steeped like that today. They can't go. They can't move from that natural realm or that natural place. They can't elevate into the spiritual realm. No, they can't. They can't see no farther than their blind eyes will allow them to see. And you always done that change. It's not what you have done, any man has done. It's the Father. No, as the old saints would say, you have no hell to put me or no kingdom. It is your way. He blinded the eyes of them that they could not see. He did that. And now what he has done, he has allowed the powers of darkness, Satan, to blind the eyes of those from this glorious truth. At least they will see it, understand it, and they will repent. But he has allowed this God of this world to blind their minds, their eyes, where they cannot receive the power of the glorious truth. He has given that charge to the power of hell. And Satan has blinded their eyes. They can't see. There's no comprehension today. They can't move beyond their little place that they've been sitting 30 years. They can't move beyond that. And that was the problem with Israel. When he brought them out, they couldn't move beyond that. That's why he had to kill them all, saints. And that's what he's doing in this day. He has not changed. He had to kill them off. And before they went into the promised land, he killed them off. All the old ones. He killed them off. He hasn't changed. He killed every last one of them in the wilderness. He had to do it. Because they had corrupted everything that he had gave unto them. A law, a righteous man of Yahweh, a man of truth, the most meekest man upon the face of the earth. That's what Moses was. No man like him. That he talked to Yahweh face to face. That he was a friend of the Father. That Yahweh literally called him a friend. That's what Messiah has done. He has given us that power to be friends of the Father. Why? Because the servant knows not what his master doeth. He has made known unto us the truth. So he calls us no more servant, but friend. And I can stand face to face with you always. When I see Messiah, I see the glorious presence of the Father. And so the Egyptians came not near to them, nor did they come near unto the Egyptians. Yahweh established all things by light, and everything is done by light. Everything. Light is the life-giving source, and without light, there is no life at all. Genesis says, and Yahweh said, let there be light. And there was light. And Yahweh saw the light that it was good. And he divided the light. From the darkness. And light is divided from darkness. It's totally different from light and darkness. There's no relationship. No whatsoever. So he divided that. That there will be a demarcation that we will know which is dark and which is light. And the mindset today, because of the wickedness of man, they don't want to call darkness darkness. And they don't want to give the glorious unto light today. They say good is evil and evil is good. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They say that's nice and that's wrong. They curse that one and bless that one. That is an abominable spirit unto Yahweh. That's a very vile, detestable thing unto him. It is one thing about light, it is good. And Yahweh is good. Though there's only one that is good. And we know that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the one that is good. Good master, no, there's only one that is good. And Yahweh saw that the light was good. And his light or his presence in a man's heart, it is a good thing, my friends, to have the light of his power to shine forth from your soul. What David said. What a pure word. Thank you, Yahweh. He said this, that the entrance of thine word giveth light. The entrance of the word of Yahweh in a man's soul giveth light. It reveals the Father unto a man. No, we have not allowed the entrance of his word to enter into our heart. Yes, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It reveals him. Because every word of Yahweh is pure. And that's what light is. It's a brilliant, glorious, pure thing. And the fellowship of the Father and the Son is a pure thing. It is not predicated upon this dark, insidious mindset of man. You can't walk in sin and say you have fellowship with him. You're not going to do your corrupt thing and say you're walking with the Father, you have fellowship with him. That is a lie from the bowels of hell. You can have light and darkness dwelling in the same vessel. Can't be. And for you to say you're walking in him and fellowship with him and in darkness and walking in darkness and take pleasure in darkness, you are a liar. And that's scripture, that's the truth. His commandment is a lamp and his law is a light. Men despise the law of Yahweh, but his commandment is a lamp and his law is a light unto the children of faith. Sure it is. Sure it is. The scripture says in Revelation chapter 21. We got to get the power of the kingdom in us. We got the power of sin in us to sin. We need the power of the kingdom in us. That's what we need. You got grandmama's doctrine in you. You need to get the power of his law in you. His commandment is a lamp to us and his law is a light. And reproof of instruction is the way of life. Yeah, his commandment, his law is a light. And men hate his laws today. They despise the laws of Yahweh. But it brings forth light. The entrance of his word brings forth light. It gives understanding unto the simple. We're simple people. And yet because we allow his word to enter into our soul to give an understanding of whom he is. He wants men to know whom he is. He did not send that son to deny him. Brother Jermaine and I, as we went down to Walmart to pick up those things today, they were interviewing some of the Mormons elites there in Charlotte. And the man said, well, you know that doctrine. I could have disputed them. I would have loved to sit there with them to show them how ignorant, how stupid they were. They had one little silly man that he was such folly in him. And this other man, he was so ignorant, even of his own doctrine. And so they asked the question as they talked about Joseph Smith, as he was there in New York getting the revelation from Moriah, the angel that came to him. And told him what names of the prophets, Lehi and all of these prophets that came to America. But the man said one thing that most folks didn't hear. He said, well, if God is going to talk to Joseph Smith, he was not speaking Hebrew, he spoke English. Would not he speak to him in English? And that's what he said. I say most folks didn't hear, most of the people didn't hear that. You're right. I believe that. I believe he would have talked to a voice to Joseph Smith that he would have understood. But that was talking to Joseph Smith where the powers of darkness were Satan to establish his corrupt religion. And that's all he did to establish a religion. Yahweh never changeth. His light never changeth.
And the Mormonism has changed polygamy. They've changed that. They just in 1979, because they asked them a question. Well, I want to ask you a question about folks that are black or other ethnicities. They cannot be a priest. He said, well, the chief apostle in 1979 concurred that if a black person receive our truth, then they can be ordained to the priesthood. But before that, they did not allow that. Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, forevermore. He has not changed. He doesn't care about a white man's wicked flesh. No more he cares about a black man's wicked flesh. He cares about those that he brings them out of the bondage of darkness and Egypt, that his glorious light may shine in them. He destroyed Egypt and hell. He's going to destroy these wicked black folks. He's going to destroy these wicked white folks and Jews in the hell. He gave light unto his seed. He gave light unto the call out ones. He gave light unto those that he had ordained to come out by the promise of Abraham that he had gave unto him, and they came out. Yahweh knew before the foundations of the earth that he would have to come. And he ordained every name in him before then, before he ever built anything, that he would save. And they are the only ones he's going to save. We'll try to save them, but we haven't. And that day of Pentecost, he added David unto the assembly such as should be saved. Peter didn't add a one. Bartholomew didn't add a one. Yahweh added. That's what scripture said. He added daily. Daily. Such as. They may not have looked like they should be saved, but he saved them. They were his. And not any of us look like we should have been saved. And we have walked on the saved road, and we don't look like we can't be saved. That house coming out of there. My. Destroying 30,000, still of them put no fright in their hearts. Now one bit. He does the same thing today. Doesn't put the fear of y'all in the hearts of the people. Not one bit at all. The scripture says in Revelation 21. Yes. House of Jacob, huh? Yeah, you. Those song would say, oh, house of Jacob, come let us walk in the light of Yahweh. Yes, oh, house of Jacob, come let us walk in the light. Let us walk in the light. Beautiful light. Come where the sunshine, however it goes. But come, O house of Jacob. Let us walk in the light. The scripture says in Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21 and beginning at verse 22. As John saw this glorious kingdom, descending from the Father. And his eyes were taken a wash because the Spirit of Yahweh caused him to utter this. Revelation 21, verse 22. And he said, and I saw no temple therein. For Yahweh Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. He said, I want to tell you something. And the city, New Jerusalem, and the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. It says, for the glory of Yahweh did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. For the glory of, for the testimony, Messiah. For the glory of Yahweh is the light in the temple. For his glory. Did he not say he was going to get honor? He was going to get glory? That's what honor is. Cause a man to acknowledge one. When a man honors a man, he acknowledges him. And he said, upon fire, I'm going to get honor and glory. He said, in the New Jerusalem, there will be no need of sun or moon. Why? Because the glory and the presence of Almighty Yahweh lighten it. Why? Because the presence of him is there in the power of the Lamb. It's one thing that this is what we're going to see of the glorious Father. We're going to see Messiah. That's what we're going to see. I believe that. We're going to see him. He said, in the city had no need of sun, neither of moon, to shine in it. For the glory of Yahweh did lighten it, his glory. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved, only the nations of them that are saved, shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut day and night. And there is no night there. No night at all. For its glory shall light. And we that other day, we don't walk at night. We don't sleep and drunken. Become drunken in the night. We are the day. And so in us, there's no need of darkness in us. Why? Because we're full of light. Because our eyes are singleness. We have singleness of eye. But a man doesn't possess that, then his body is full of darkness. Only with the singleness of eye. You hope for the glorious event of the coming of Messiah. You look for Almighty Yahweh for the promise to be revealed. And for the hope that is in your soul, that it becomes so real that nothing stops you from pressing into the glorious presence of his glorious light. That he may shine upon you. Shine on me. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. As we sing the song, we want his light to shine on us. Glory forevermore. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1, I want to read. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. Revelation 22. If this truth is hid from you, you are lost. That's what Paul said to the Corinthians. But if this truth of Messiah is hid from you, it's because you are lost. In whom the God of this world, that's what he has done, had blinded their eyes, their minds, the spirits whereby they cannot believe. Lest they receive that and the glorious light of this truth shine forth in them. So they can't believe it. Only those that are saved are going to walk in the light. We'll try to save everything there is. Yahweh's not going to save everyone. That's the truth. You know, the Bible said today to be a Mormon, it simply means that they're going to have their own planet, their own world. What corruption? Because they are Mormons, they're going to have their own little world. And we that are not converted Mormons, we're going to all go into the kingdom. We're not going to be in their world with them. That's not a bad deal then. If you're going into the kingdom, forget Mormonism, Hinduism. You can be a Hindu. You can be a Muslim. Or they cry all the time, Allah Akbar, God is great. So it doesn't make any difference. So why repent? And they talked about repentance. But why do you need to repent when you're going into the kingdom? What difference does it make? You said they're going to be a little above me. I don't mind that. I'm going into the kingdom, then I will live my life any way I want to. I will do anything I want to. And he made a statement, he said that it's one thing about Mormonism, it's a feel to this, like no other religion. A feel. And that's what people want today, a feel. A woman called in and said, I am a converted Mormon from the Lutheran. Went from the frying pan into the hell pan. Because it was one thing about Mormonism, it gave me a good feel. That's what they want today. Yahweh did not let them feel their way through that dark place. He led them in the way by the light. That's what he did. He was a glorious light unto them. And he shone forth that they could see even the very workings of hell. And they were kept in the straight way as he led them in the way. It's only when that light began to move away from them and he established the Redeemer in the midst of them. Moses was the Redeemer. He was the lawgiver unto them. And they began to go their own ways. They began to establish their own laws and erect their own gods, because that's what Aaron did with them. He built them a god. And after their bellies were filled from Yahweh, they rose up and they began to play. And that's what this wicked generation is doing. It's rising up in his plan, whorehouse, and his plan what they call church. But it's not walking in the light of Almighty Yahweh. It's not walking in him. Too much darkness. And this thing that what they call the assembly of Allah is not the congregation of Yahweh. That word congregation is the assembly of his saints. The gathering of those that are in him. That's what it means. Glory. So they're not the congregation of Yahweh. They're walking in darkness. They're walking in blindness. They're filled with filthiness and sin. It's a corrupt generation. It's a very vile one. There's another power of light. The light shined forth in the eyes began to hurt. That's why you began to shine for the light, folks. Their feelings began to hurt. The feeling, the cheap penny any feelings. You hurt my feeling. I'm not used to that. I don't like that. That's what light does. You wake up and no one lets some bright light shine in your face. It hurts your eyes. And that's what this light does. Glory to Almighty Yahweh. John says in Revelation chapter 22. I want to read a few verses here. Revelation 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, crystal as clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were the healings of the nation. The healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be in it. And the servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. And the scripture said that his name now shall be in their forehead. Just what Satan is going to do. His name or the knob of his name in the hand of their forehead. And the scripture said there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for Yahweh giveth them light. Amen. And they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. If he doesn't give us light, we have no light at all. If Yahweh doesn't give you light, he has caused in the hearts of many as he caused Egypt to walk in darkness, that their minds could not even discern the mighty power with evident that it was him. They could discern that. Because of the flesh, no flesh is going to tarry before him. No flesh is going to glory in his presence. None whatsoever. That's why the flesh of Messiah had to be destroyed. That flesh of the body had to be destroyed. He was the Son of Man. And it had to be destroyed. Had to. No flesh. None whatsoever going to dwell in the presence of the Almighty Yahweh. All flesh is as grass. Every bit of flesh. And he is the light of the kingdom. What about us in the kingdom way? He has a light. And that glorious light is the Father. And he leads them in the way. He doesn't lead them in ways, but in the way. There's only one way. And it leads unto him. And that way brings you to the presence of Almighty Yahweh. That you can stand before his presence. Face to face as Moses. And we can draw Abba. Our precious Father in heaven. And we'll know him without a shadow of a doubt. We won't compromise his truth. We'll walk in the light. For he is the light. And Psalm 43:3 says, O send out thy light and thy truth. David said, let them lead me. Let them bring me unto the holy hill and unto thy tabernacle. He said, Yahweh, send out thy light and thy truth. And let them lead me. Let them bring me into the presence of worship in the place of acknowledging you. He said, in the daytime, also he led them with a cloud, and at night with a light of fire. That's what he did. He led them in the day with a cloud, and at night time he led them with a pillar of fire. Why the Egyptians couldn't see that? A fire, and a light burning, and yet their minds could not see it. Their hearts could not perceive it, because darkness had besieged them. This is a world that is besieged by darkness. And they will never see the glorious light of this truth and the knowledge of this truth of Almighty Yahweh. They will never see it. Psalms 89 and verse 15. It says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Yahweh, in the light of thy countenance. Blessed are they that know the joyful sound. Only those that walk in the light of Yahweh's countenance. They will see his glorious light and the light of his truth. And they will walk in the light of his countenance. When a man's countenance is revealed, it causes one to sense that and to know the expression of that countenance. And his countenance is one of light. And we will make a joyful sound. That's why we make a joyful sound, because we're going to walk in the light of his countenance. You don't make a joyful sound, you can't walk in the light of his countenance. He means what he says. Make a joyful sound that you may walk in the light of his countenance. In him is no darkness at all. He is the light of the world. In him is no darkness one bit at all. And if you say you know him and walk in his fellowship, and yet you walk in darkness, you are in lie. And there is no truth in you at all. I want to close with this in John chapter 8, verse 12. The scripture says, then Messiah, Yeshua spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He came in his Father's name. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He that followeth him. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore that eye be seen of the body, shall be full of light. Take heed therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. You walk in him, you will not walk in darkness. He said, I am the light of the world. And the scripture said in John, said Paul, John said that Yahweh is light. And in him is no darkness. And when a man is a Messiah, he is in the Father. He walks in light. And he doesn't walk in darkness. All of his sins are revealed. Every dark thing of his heart is revealed. It is. Why? Because he speaks only to his house. And he's going to save the nation of his people from their sins. Only them. All your prayer is not going to save nobody. Not one bit. You can't see what Paul or Peter or John prayed for no one to get saved. Show me in scripture. For it's ordained. Yahweh will save those. Show mercy upon those that he will. He will show kindness upon them who he will. And he will condemn those that he will. He's not a man like us, saints. The Father's not. He doesn't feel like us. That's why he sent Messiah in that body of flesh. He was made to understand what life is. You always knew what life was because he made life. He is life. He is light. And in light is life. You can never have life without light. You can plant all the seeds you want to. Without light, there's no life. It will not yield for one fruit. I don't care what you do. It will not. You must have light. You must have light for the body, for the physical body. Without that, the body will decay and die. It will. There are places in different parts of the world where they never get no sun, and yet they have to stand on the ultraviolet lights because you must have light. You have to. It's a must. And we're going to die without light. And here's our light. Almighty Yahweh. And in him do we trust. May his peace fill our hearts tonight. With confidence in him, we trust him. Let us not walk in the darkness as the Egyptians did. That our minds are so estranged from him. But let us receive his truth. And in that, then we will walk in the light. We will have fellowship with the Father and the Son. For he is light. And him is no darkness at all. Can't be any darkness in us. Can't be a pleasure to sin and a desire to sin. And say we love him and we walk with him. It can't be. You can't love the world and say you love him. If any man love the world, then the love of Yahweh the Father is not in that man. For all that is in the world, yeah, the lust of your flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And if you have that in you, you don't even have the love of the Father in you at all. I said to you, he is coming. And these are not my words. He said it. He said it. The same way they saw him ascend, he's going to descend in like fashion. So he is coming. Has nothing to do with me. I am Neil. And so are you. He is coming. And it's soon. Just don't let the prince of this world blind your eyes and your mind. You to discount him and to discredit him. To believe he's a liar. He said he's coming. He's coming. And if you say he's not coming, you call him a liar. How do you do that? Well, the scripture tells us. For the servant said, the master delay is coming. So he began to beat his servants. And he began to treat them like dogs. And say all kinds of things. That's what men are doing today. There you are. We bless you. Stand to our feet. Be encouraged. Father, bless your people. Go with them. Give them strength. I pray in Yahshua's name. Bless you all.